Welcome to Community Focus with Lisa Phillips, where we shine a spotlight on the community and more. I'm your host, Singing Lisa. I'm glad you're here. The Louisiana National Guard Youth Challenge Program, or YCP, is a free alternative 22-week residential quasi-military educational program for at-risk youth aged 16 to 18. Stephen Hurley, Director of Public Relations and Recruiting for Louisiana National Guard Youth Challenge Program, is here today. He's my guest, and I'm excited to learn all about what is going on. How are you today?
Hey, Lisa. I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited to learn when it comes to the youth, because there is so much that they have potential for, and then we definitely want to offer opportunities for them to gain more information and experience for the best life they can have. So the National Guard Youth Challenge, that is that sounds very militaristic and like they're going to get it done. But share with us when the program began and what was the catalyst that spearheaded it?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on. So the National Guard Youth Challenge program, we've been around for over 25 years. We started about 25 years ago. The Department of Defense saw a need for a program to help young people out who were dropping out of school. They noticed there was a lot of kids, and it became a homeland safety issue, right? Because these kids, we had so many kids, they didn't have anywhere to go. They were on the streets. They had dropped out of school. So they developed about 10 pilot programs back in the early 90s, and Louisiana was actually one of those pilot programs, and now there's over 40 youth challenge programs in the nation. So that's kind of how that started. We have three here in Louisiana. We're always interviewing for each location. So we are a, again, 22-week quasi-military program for young people aged 16 to 18 who are at risk. And when we say at risk, they might be struggling in school. They might have, they might be at risk for dropping out of school. They might have already dropped out of school. They might just be getting bullied. School might not be for them. They might have been in some, you know, they might have some discipline issues. So we take those age group of 16 to 18 year old young people and any demographic who have struggled in their current environment, and we put them in a 22-week structured quasi-military program where they work towards life, coping skills, and education. Now, we are not a boot camp, and that's kind of what, it's kind of a misconception, right, of what a lot of families think we are, is I want to put my son, my daughter, grandson, granddaughter in boot camp. Okay, well, this isn't a boot camp, but it's highly structured. It's a highly structured military program. So there's discipline, there's expectations, there's reward. You know, there's they live in a barracks style dormitory, open barracks, just like you would in the military. So the military aspect that plays into it, that's kind of our success, right? Because they're going to have this routine, this structure day to day. They know exactly what they're going to do. So they have that, that structure and those life coping skills they learn, but they also earn their education. They can work towards a GED, which used to be called, what is now called the HISET. So they work towards the high school equivalency test, used to be called the GED. They can also earn free technical college credits, and we also offer a few different educational pathways. But that's kind of everything in a nutshell. We're a free 22-week quasi-military program for young people 16 to 18 that are struggling. They learn life coping skills and learn education.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I can see where a parent would say, yes, sign my kid up, because they hear military, they hear the structure. And you said something that was key. Was there research that said the ages 16 to 18 were the ages that it seemed to be most problematic?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, they're a little bit older at that point. They're starting to be a little more independent in their thinking, no matter if they're right or wrong. They're still going to think they're right. But those 16, 18-year-olds, that age rating is critical. I can guarantee you every listener out there right now knows someone 16 to 18, first, second, or third hand maybe, that is struggling. You know, they don't want to go to school. They don't want to do their work. They don't want to listen. So we're not a place for bad kids. We're a place for these kids who are struggling to come and turn their lives around, to learn discipline, to learn expectations, to learn how to take care of themselves, to learn how to be good citizens. We teach them everything they need to know to have that successful foundation, all while earning their education. So again, this is a free program. This is something offered by your government and your state government to help these families and these young people get to that next phase in life. Those families that are just struggling with that young person who doesn't want to be successful or just you're struggling to be successful.
Sure. And it really does say a lot about a resource, because that mm-hmm. is sometimes what is most missing in families who really don't know what to do when they do have that 16 to 18 year old who really is at an age of really discovering who they are. Mm-hmm. They don't know, they think they're right, but they've just got a thousand different directions yeah. that they're headed in, trying to figure yeah. out their life and identify with who they think they are at that time. And so this sounds really great to allow structure to help them really calm down and maybe yeah. focus on what actually needs to happen for them so they can figure out who they really are best to be. So how does the young person get involved in the program? What does it take to get started?
So it's super easy. Again, we're a free program, so we interview all throughout the state and multiple times, especially in the greater New Orleans area. So what we ask everyone to do is call us at 1-800-CAMP-KID or visit us at langycp.com to submit an application. But the minimum requirements is being 16 to 18, and you have to attend an interview. So we're going to have interviews coming up in the North Shore area and in Marrero. So Covington, Wednesday, March 11th at 10 a.m., and Marrero, Saturday, March 14th at 10 a.m. This is going to be for the April 19th Gillis Long class. So all those families listening out there right now, you want your young person to attend, this is the class that you want to go to. Gillis Long is about 20 minutes outside of Baton Rouge. So it's not too far away from here. It's going to be the April 19th class. Now is a good time of year, because a lot of these families are seeing that their young person, it's past, you know, it's going towards the end of the school year. This young person, they've had no change. They're still failing school. They're still struggling to get their work completed. There hasn't been any improvement from where they were to the start. They might have been struggling in the past. So now is a good time to interview, whether you're in the North Shore area or you're right in New Orleans in the Marrero area. We're going to be interviewing again, 1-800-CAMP-KID or langycp.com. And we're extremely active on Facebook at Louisiana National Guard Youth Challenge Program. You can see pictures of what we do. There's tons of activities. There's intramural sports. I think one big thing I want to continue to stress is this is not a punishment. This is not a prison. This is not a place for bad kids. This is a place for these kids to come get physically, mentally strong, to learn how to be a good citizen, to learn life coping skills, and to get that all-important HISET or yeah. GED.
Yeah, that's really one of the biggest benefits I hear you saying about the HISET, because you have to have that just to move on to the next level yeah. In your life, no matter what that might be. And so I love what you all are offering when it comes to the structure, and you seem to have it really laid out. And now, do the students give feedback on what may work best for them, and you yeah. guys get a chance mm-hmm. to maybe tweak that a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know what's crazy, Lisa, is the number one thing we get from when we're at graduation and mom and dad are there, or whoever the guardian is there, mm-hmm. and you know they're in their cap and gown, and we say, okay, you know, kind of what's one last thing you would want, you know, if mm-hmm. you could, if you were king for a day or queen for a day, what would you change? And they always say more discipline, which is crazy. You know, a lot of people don't believe us, but when they get there, they thrive off of that structure and that routine. They know exactly what they're going to do every day. They know they're going to have three awesome square meals every single day. They're going to have exercise. They're going to go to school. They're going to get to do intramural sports. There's a routine, and that's what is kind of at the core of our success, and kind of where the military piece plays in. Because anyone who's familiar with the military, you know how much of a routine everything is, mm-hmm. and how much structure there is. So that's a huge part of our success, and kind of the piece, the quasi-military piece, how it plays in. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing to kind of hear some of the input from a lot of cadets, because, I mean, more discipline's the last thing you would think they would throw out there.
Yeah, and then that's at the end of the program. So walk us through how a day in the life of a participant there, and how they first start with, you know, their attitude in the beginning, and then, like you said, in the end, you see something that you didn't expect.
Yeah, so usually there is a two-week acclimation period, is what we call, and at that point they're candidates, so they kind of go through the ropes and learn everything, and it's always the toughest period. Then after those 2 weeks, they graduate to become cadets. So once they're a cadet, they'll start being able to make a phone call every Sunday to a family member. They'll be able to write letters as much as they want. So then during those course, the rest of the program, that's when they kind of start school, and they kind of start the structure. They wake up at 5 every morning. They do health, hygiene, physical fitness, breakfast. They're going to go to school. And then after they finish school in the afternoon, of course, they're going to have lunch between there. And after they finish school, they'll have more PT or intramural sports. And then after that, they'll have dinner. They might have a few other activities. And then it's lights out at about 9 o'clock. We do community involvement projects on the weekend. So it's not like picking up trash on a highway. They do 40 hours of community service per each cadet. So again, this isn't like a punishment. It's not picking up trash on the highway kind of thing. It's community involvement. So they're going to get out and help build gardens or do things like that to make the community a better place. So they understand the importance of being good citizens. So it's just kind of another part of being a good person and a good citizen that we teach to them. But it's you know, it's a simple routine. It really is. But they get into it and they learn all these life coping skills. They learn how to get along with each other. They learn how to, you know, everything from how to make their beds in the morning to how to write a job resume. All these things are important. So, and a lot of them have never been taught these kind of things.
Yeah.
So we get kids from every different kind of socioeconomic background who, for whatever reason, are not being successful. We take them, we give them a second chance, we turn their lives around, and we make them into productive citizens, and we give them all the tools that they need to feel confident and to become successful. And we have about an 82% successful placement rate. So most of them are going to go into the workforce, continue the education, and then a small amount going into the military.
Oh, that's great. I was going to ask that because I'm sure after they learn those skills, they don't want it to stop, and they definitely can apply it to wherever they end up in life beyond the program.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah, and we actually have recently started the Job Challenge Program, which is a free 22-week vocational school. So after they graduate Youth Challenge, they can apply for Job Challenge Program, and then they can go and earn a basic level industrial certification, again, totally at no cost. Mm. So a free program, 22 weeks. They have a little bit more, they have a little more privilege, mm-hmm. I guess that you could say, than Youth mm-hmm. Challenge Program. Youth Challenge, when they come to Youth Challenge, we take away their cell phone technology. So mm-hmm. they're removed from all the distractions mm-hmm. that might have been aiding in them not being successful
right.
in the previous environment.
And I think that's important to say because many of the distractions, as you say, are existing in our everyday life, and those mm-hmm. do present challenges for all of us because we have to stay structured even us adults, you know, in our everyday life. It what you're giving them is the structure that really helps to give a great foundation for the rest of their life. And sometimes families didn't get that, or they have more than one child, and that becomes a challenge to do themselves for that particular troubled teen. And so I think it's really great that you offer that opportunity, and that structure makes a difference. And I'm really not surprised that the end result is that they would say more disciplined, because they see the benefit of having structure and having someone that they can go to as a resource, as a confidant, just being able to rely on mm-hmm. what we like to call the village, really taking care of the community. So in your opinion, what more can the community do, or what should the community do when we do see youth that may be struggling or families that may need some assistance?
Well, it's easy. Just tell people about us, you know, educate those people. If you're listening right now, again, if you know someone 16 to 18, you might be that person, or you know that person secondhand, tell people about us, because we're changing lives. You know, this is a really important, serious thing. Everyone knows how much our youth across the state, not only in New Orleans, but across the state, need this program and need that structure and need to be redirected onto a successful pathway, because it's going to benefit all of us. These kids are our neighbors, you know, males, females, 16 to 18, if you're struggling, you're important. You're an important part of the system. You're an important part of our village. So we want to see you become that successful young man or young woman that that you have the capability to be. And again, 82% successful placement rate. That's huge. If you think about a traditional high school or other traditional educational setting, and you know what, job, you know, the job market out there, a lot of industrial people and industrial leaders will hire Youth Challenge Program graduates because they know they're going to be there on time every day. They know they're going to say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. They know that they're hard workers and they have value and they've been taught all these skills. So, I mean, we are nationally recognized, you know, especially in Louisiana, as having one of the top programs in the nation throughout all 40 programs. So, again, it's important that everyone in the community educates each other and lets each other know how important this is. That 1-800-CAMP-KID number, the LANGYCP website, that's how you get involved. Again, we're going to be having interviews coming up in the New Orleans area, one on March 11th and one on March 14th. But all that information is available online. But it's important, again, like you had asked, that everyone get involved and everyone tell your neighbor about us and let them know that there's hope out there and there is a free pathway for these struggling young people.
Yeah, and I think that word free really takes on a larger meaning when you know that it's available for you. And I think what you all are providing as well is value, because a lot of times it seems as though the young people who may be out there misguided and just misdirected with some of the activities they get involved in are not really valuing their life. They're not valuing the lives of the people they affect. And I think the program that you're speaking about really will also instill a lot of value so that they leave away feeling that they're not only important, but that somebody else is. And they deserve to have a chance to live their life, because we all have a path to follow. And I think it's just fantastic that you're doing this and that you're a part of this. And how long have you been a part of this organization?
Well, I've been with the National Guard Youth Challenge Program for about a year and a half, and I've had the privilege of seeing a lot of cadets and students come in and out and graduate and being there at graduations and seeing those kids when they come into intake day and how tough of a process that is to when, you know, they have the family days about halfway through and they have graduation. So it's an honor to see these kids come through, get that confidence, get those life coping skills, transform themselves, be rewarded in so many cases, and go on and become better people, successful people.
What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you personally when you get to have that experience and you see the difference night and day with some of these young people?
Well, I'm happy to be a part of it. You know, I'm obviously here talking to you and so many members of the community that are listening out there, and I'm glad to be a part of it. But it's not about me, you know. It's about all those members of the community out there that can help these young people out, and by telling them about the program and by keeping us top of mind, I guess you could say, as a free alternative pathway out there for those kids that are struggling. Because every parent out there, every person really knows someone, either in their family or secondhand through a friend or another family member, 16 to 18, they're struggling, they don't want to do their work. You know, we're a free pathway, so it's important that everyone gets involved and let your neighbor know about it.
And one question more, is there a policy about those, you mentioned 82%, for those that may not be as successful, is there an opportunity for them to return depending on their age? Or
so once you graduate the program, we don't allow you to come back in for a few reasons. And if you've already graduated high school or you've already earned a high set, we don't allow you to come back in also.
So by age, you probably have aged out of it, for one.
Yes, most of the time. Mm-hmm. A lot of, everyone between 16 and 18, you can actually turn 19 in the program, but you have to be between 16 and 18 by that first day of the program. Mm-hmm. But again, we see a majority of those young people being successful. They're going to be going to what's called the post-residential program, where they have a mentor and a counselor, or a case manager, rather. Oh. And they're going to make sure, they're going to keep up with them on a weekly to biweekly basis, make sure they're doing the right thing, make sure they have a plan, they're on the right path. Mm-hmm. And they're actually, when they're during their 22 weeks, they're assigned a counselor. So kind of we make sure their mental health is okay.
Yeah.
You know, we have a point of contact for these families if they have an emergency come up. So we remove them from their environment. But they're still accessible.
Well, you know? I love that, because that's so huge right there when you said the support system, because they need it really, and you're giving it to them in the beginning and almost throughout their life. They're learning about support and they're gaining a lot of that confidence, but they're gaining people along the way who become a part of their circle of support. And so I wanted to ask you, how does the family feel? What do the families say once this program is over and they were the ones, you know, wondering what to do in the beginning?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, not only on the first day of graduation when those families are crying and they're so excited, but they're going to see that young person, they're going to see the change that they made, they're going to walk with their shoulders a little bit taller up, you know, they're going to speak well, they're going to say yes ma'am and no ma'am, yes sir, no sir, and then they're going to know that they have the skills to go and be productive citizens in the real world. So they see the results, and they know what this program has done for them. And again, the best thing about it is this is at no cost. There's so many different programs out there that cost so much money to get these young people into. And, you know, we don't want them to end up in the court system or get picked up or anything like that. You know, this is for kids who we don't want them to go there. We don't want them to get to that point. Yeah, exactly. This is a free step to get you on the right path.
I love it. Well, once again, this is Stephen Hurley, Director of Public Relations and Recruiting for Louisiana National Guard Youth Challenge Program. Please share again the information they can take to connect with you.
Yeah, so 1-800-CAMP-KID or langycp.com. Our upcoming interviews on the North Shore in Covington are Wednesday, March 11th at 10 a.m. in Marrero, Saturday, March 14th at 10 a.m., both at the National Guard Armories. All that information, again, is available online at langycp.com or on Facebook, Louisiana National Guard Youth Challenge Program.
Wonderful. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you and learning all about what you do and the program. And we know that many will take advantage of it. And so thank you so much for being our guest today.
Yeah, Lisa, thank you so much for having me on. It was my privilege.